We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We finished saying in our Mishnah that the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is coming for Yesh B'Yidir B'Tchila V'Yim B'Yidir B'Saif. And we said in the Gemara on Daf Chesam Beis that, how do we know? One of the ways we know are is because it says Echol Chatoisam, it's going to be Chayav Echatas. So we know the Fnim goes on things that are going to be Chayav Echatas. So therefore we knew that it can't be Ein B'Yidir B'Tchila, because that's not Chayav Carbon. So we know it's only Yesh B'Yidir B'Tchila. That's what we know. We know that the Sar and Nasa B'Fnim is going Yesh B'Tchila, because Ein B'Yidir B'Tchila doesn't not Chayav Carbon. So the Gemara has a question like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds that if you don't know about the Torah beginning, and then you found it afterwards, you could bring a carbon. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. We learn Rabbi Shmuel Shita on Daf Yutes on base. He learns that there also the Chayav early Yerid. So now, it's maybe Sar and Nasa B'Fnim is going on that. Rabbi Shmuel, Dama Ein B'Yidir B'Tchila, the Yesh B'Yidir B'Soif, Bar Carbon, who he holds the Bar Carbon, Sar and Nasa B'Chutz, Amai Mechaper. What's Mechaper for? Because, why? The Sar and Nasa B'Fnim is for any Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that is potentially and eventually going to be Chayav Carbon. So it includes both, Yesh B'Yidir B'Tchila V'Ein B'Yidir B'Soif, and also Ein B'Yidir B'Tchila V'Yesh B'Yidir B'Soif, excluding both of them. It's Tayyum Ne'asurum until you bring in carbon. So now we have to know for Yerba Shmuel, what do you do with the Sar and Nasa B'Chutz? What's that for? So the Gemara, what's it for? Zokta Gemara, that's coming for a tumah that you'll never know about. Like the Mishnah says that, you know what takes care of that? The Sar Regalim and the Sar Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav Shimon, but Sar Regalim, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, the Seir HaRegalim, the Musaf of a regular Yontif, is for Ein Bo Yedir V'Tchila V'Ein Bo Yedir V'Soif. So here he says, that the Sar HaNasa V'Chutz, the Musaf on your Kippur is for that. For the Gemara, Hai Seir HaGolim V'Seir HaChadoshim V'Chaper. That the Seir HaGolim V'Seir HaChadoshim V'Chaper for. And not for this. And so what's the oimik of the Gemara's kasha? So Tosfos says that before in Daf Chesam Beis, in the middle of a Tosfos, he says like this. The kasha of the Gemara is like this: that we know from Achas B'Shana that Pnim only does one kapara, and we also know the Chitza the same thing as the kapara only once a year. Rather, the kapara only once a year. The kapara of Sar Nasa B'Fnim is only once a year, and we know from a Hekish because Chitza is hukish to Pnimi. That the kapara of the chitzin got to be once a year. So if you tell me the chitzin is for Ein B'Yidir, Lo B'Tchila V'Soif, it won't be once a year because you have a Sar HaGolem and Sar HaShoshim to do that. That's the Oymek Gemara's Kasha. We just said the Sar Nasa B'Chutz, the Muslim Kippur is for what? Ein Ba V'Ein Ba. And the Gemara's Kasha is Hai Seir HaGolem and Seir HaShoshim Mechaperim. So what's wrong? Why can't they all be part of that? So I'm telling you what the Oymika question is, that the Gemara's question is, that according to this Manel, the Gemara is asking, the Makshin holds, which is true, that there's a Hekish, Chitzin L'Pnimi, and just like the Din Pnimi has Din Achas V'Shana, so he also has Achas V'Shana. So how could I have the same Kapara by Sira Gom, Sira Shagoshim? And the Gemara is Shavla Kara Meir. Rameya holds, the Omar, Kala Seirim Kaparosim Shava. He says clearly that all the Seirim have the same Kapara, they come for the same thing. Al Tumas Mikdash Vikadasha. They all come, Rameir says, all the Seirim come for all the same things. All Musafim come for all three things, the Mishnah says on that Beis and Beis. All Seirim every Yontif, including Yom Kippur, come for the same thing. So then it's good. It's go for Aimba also goes on that. El Mai Hilchasa Iska Shchitzel Pnimi. So why the heck is Shchitzel Pnimi? If we're asking now, the fear of Ishmael, the Sar Nasa B'Chutz, the Musaf, is going for Ein B'Yidir Lo B'Tchila V'Soif. We said, what's the Hekesh? And the Mishnah said, what's the Hekesh for? The Hekesh was, here you have a Yidir, here you have a Yidir also. According to Rav Shmuel, there's no Yidir. So what's going on here? So what's the Hekesh for? L'mai Hekesh says, Eskesh Chitzon Pnimi, Ma Pnimi Mechap B'Shah Averis, Av Chitzon Mechap B'Shah Averis. Teach us, that's only Mechap on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh and not Shara Averis. That's what's coming to teach us, that's the Hekesh. Just like the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is only for Mikdash V'Kadosh, we learn from a Tumas. Here also, it's this Sar Nasa B'Chutz is only for the Averis of Mikdash V'Kadoshav and not for Shara Averis. Fight during the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Al she'im ba yediyah betchila v'lo yivesoif seir regalim seir rosh chadashim mechab the Rav Yehuda." So back to Rav Yehuda's shita, it's not telling Rav Shmuel. Rav Yehuda's shita is the first shita in the Mishnah that says like this: "Shlar nasim v'chutzes for what? Ein ba v'yesh ba we call it. Ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesh ba yediyah v'soif, which is a mikdash v'chadashim. What is seir regalim and seir what seir regalim and seir rosh chadashim for according to Rav Yehuda? They're both musaf marfa ein ba yediyah betchila v'yesoif." Now we have to know, how do we know that? How do we know it's coming for that? So Gemara to start with Rosh Chodesh and then progress to Seir HaRegalim. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, my time to Yehuda, what's the reason for Yehuda? Omer Kral, the Pasuk says by Rosh Chodesh, famous Pasuk, V'sir izim echad l'chatos l'Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says, that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, V'sir izim echad l'chatos l'Hashem al ilas tom yaseh v'nisgoy. That you bring a chatos l'Hashem. A avera that the only one who knows it is Hashem, should this sar should be mechaper for that. That's what Dash for the word Hashem. What's chatas Hashem? A chatas Hashem means something only Hashem knows about. What does only Hashem know about? Someone who became Tommy and he never knows from beginning or the end, he never knows about it. That's the case of chatas Hashem, and that series is coming to mechaper. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda knows that Sirah Shchaydish is coming up on Eimba v'Eimba. Right, the Gemara. We need this pasuk for something else, like Rashi and Chumash brings down. V'hayim bayi leker Rosh Lakish. Dom Rosh Lakish, man ishtana sir shel Rosh Chodesh, shenema bayi l'Hashem. Why does it unique by Rosh Chodesh, it says, sir zim echad l'chadas l'Hashem. Don't say by any other sawyer. A Musaf doesn't say that. So Amakarish Baruch, who saw is that, yei kapara alai, is the girsa, shemit atzi es ha-yareach. That because the yareach really was created the same size as the sun, and the Yireach Kol Hashem, it's not, can't have two Gedolim be Mishtamish together, two kings, two Malachim Mishtamish together. So Hashem said, you know what, okay, I'll make you smaller. And Kaviyachol Hashem felt bad, and therefore he says, bring a kapara on me, that I made the Yireach smaller. And how do we know that? Because it says, Chatas Hashem, Chatas for Hashem. Now, you can't take that Kepshutai, that means Hashem needs a kapara, or Hashem needs a kapara. So, if you look at Rashi, Aviu Kaparo, the Huff is died to Shalvana, so it doesn't say Klar. But look at Tysus, it's more Klar. So look at Tysus, the Maskos Sa'ir, Pirish Baruch, Sar is that Kaparo li Yisrael, Avaz Kaparo li Yisrael, but Alai le Kavaya is man Kaparo Zu, I have to make a time for this Kaparo, the Kavati be Rosh Chodesh, the Huff is died to Shalvana. The Rosh Chodesh is the day, the birthday of the Levana. It always gets reborn that day. So Hashem said, on your birthday, we're going to have a special carving for Klal Yisrael. And that's how he made the Yireach feel better about getting smaller. If you look at the Rif over here, and even though the Rif is a halacha sefer, the Rif doesn't bring down Agarata, the Rif has a long arichas here of the conversation between Hashem and the Yireach. I'll start it off. It says, Kivin Sha'amala Karish Baruch is wanting Messiash Vadaita. He wasn't Messiash Vadaita. Amala Oid, Lechiv Yimnu B'chai Yisrael Yom V'shanim, the Klal Yisrael will count the years and days with you, until Hashem said, you know what, there'll be a kapara that day, Zman kapara, the chol tadaisam, there'll be a kapara that day, and that's what made the Yireach feel better. But Kapanim, the Gemara is back to the Ar Gemara, the Kash is, Lashem is not for Eimba Yediya, Eimba of Eimba. You know what Lashem is for? To teach us that, it's a carbon for Hashem, Kaviyachal. So Gemara, if that was the case, if it draws like a Rosh Lakish, Im Kelei Mekra Al Hashem, my Lashem, Likadamara means, for someone who doesn't know about his tumah beginning or the end, for the Gemara. But once you say it's Lashem, it's referring to that. Maybe everything is for our drasha of Eimba, v'Eimba. How do you know it's for the kapara al shmiyati is yirech? So the Gemara came name across chatas Hashem, my Lashem, shamino tarti. You learn about both things. It says it's a unique lashon Lashem. So therefore, first of all, it's for Hashem kaviyachol, and also it's for something that we don't know about. Eimba ve'eimba. Freit the Gemara, v'nechaper nami ashar averis. Gemara's kasha is, it should be a kapara also, b'shar averis. Why is this kasha over here? Because we're saying, where does it say anything about mikdash v'kadosha? It says, v'sir izim echad l'chatas l'Hashem. It says, any chatas. So where does it say that it's for dafka, eimba ve'eimba, it's mikdash v'kadosha? Maybe it's any averis that you don't know about. Why dafka mikdash v'kadosha you don't know about? Tana Bar Shmuel, how was that Baba's Zman Kavua? Was that Baba's Zman Kavua? Just like Rosh Chodesh comes Zman Kavua, and Yom Kippur comes with Zman Kavua, Mazel, just like Yom Kippur, we learned that from Psukim, Metumas Bnei Yisrael, Alakaydes, even Droshes, that's talking about Al Mikdash V'Kadoshav. It's only on Tumas Mikzvah Gedashav. That's what we know because we learn out a Mamatzinu from Yom Kippur. They're both Zvan Kavua, and just like that Zvan Kavua is Dafka Mikzvah, Rosh Chodesh is also Mikzvah Gedashav. So we just got clear that Seir Rosh Chodesh does Kapara, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh is Kapara for what? For Aimba, why? Because it's Lashem. How do we know it's Mikdash V'Kadoshav? Because we learn out from Yom Kippur. Eshchan Seir Rosh Kadoshav. So we know Seir Rosh Kadoshav. Now remember, Hudu says this for both the Seir Ragon, the Musaf of Yom Tov, and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. So how do you know the Musaf of Yom Tov? Eshchan Seir Rosh Kadoshav. Seir Ragolam and Olam. How do you know Seir Ragolam? Which means, how do you know it's Mechapa on something that has Karas? Hey, maybe it's a chapa something less. Because there it says, by there we know it says in the pasuk there it's a kapara, but what's a kapara for what? What is that kapara for? What is the sorry kapara for? So v'chitem ha'nami k'tanu rebbe shmol, maybe make a mamatzinu. Just like Yom Kippur is a kapara for mikdash gadosh, this also, ikla mifrach, iberesh chayrish came tadir, so it's stronger because it's tadir, and Yom Kippurim shkeim aruba kapara asai, because they had a lot of kapara that day. And like Tosfos explains, the Gemara's question is, maybe Seir HaRagolim is a kapara for low-level averis. Who said it's for the averis of karis like Mikzvah Gedashav? You learn that for Rosh Chodesh and Kippur, that's Mikzvah Gedashav. Those things are better. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, is every month. And Yom Kippur is Meru Karasa. There's a lot of kapara that day. It's a day full of kapara. So how do you know that? How do you know that it's Mikzvah Gedashav? How do you know? Now, the interesting thing is that it says you would learn after Yom Kippur. If you would learn after Yom Kippur, so then what would it be mechaper for? On Yom Kippur, it's mechaper, the Fnim is mechaper for Yeshba v'Eimba, and the Musaf Yom Kippur is Eimba v'Yeshba. And we said, Sar Regalim is for Eimba v'Eimba. So Sistam is like, what the hell learn Yom Kippur? It would be the wrong thing. So on that, the Ramban, remember, Sir Rosh Chodesh and Sir Regalim are the same thing. We asked, how do you know Sir Regalim is mechaper for that? She said, maybe learn from Rosh Chodesh. He says, can't tell her. Okay, I have a different idea. Learn from Yom Kippur. Learn from Yom Kippur. What do you learn from Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is for Yesh V'Yidiyah B'Tchila or Yesh V'Yidiyah B'Sayf. So how do you know Sir Regalim for Eimba V'Eimba? So that the Rabban speaks out because we know already that Yom Kippur is Achas B'Shana. It got to be only one. Once a year. But we would learn that from there. That has to do with Mikdash Kedoshah. And we'd say it's Eimba V'Eimba. Eimba V'Eimba is only has to be once a year. It could be one once a year. So that's Mar's Kasha. Learn out. Mar's Kasha. There's a Pircha. So the Gemara just jumps in. You tell me that as if you can't learn after Yom Kippur, Mamatzinu. So let me ask me. Rosh Chodesh, we just learned after Yom Kippur. We just learned that Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippur. We just learned 2 seconds ago. We learned out that Hayin of Rosh Chodesh know that it's for Mikdash Gedashav. So because it says this is Zman Kavua, it's Zman Kavua. It's also Mamatzinu. Why have Pircha there? V'chi Teima. Now we're turning the page. V'chi Teima on top of Tesla base. Hagam Ridon Rosh Chodesh from Yom Kippurim Leibachin Hasam Leibachin Hasam. We don't ask the Kasha. Leibachin. We don't ask the Kasha there. And for the Gemara, Hosom Kapara Michtav Ksivit. There it says a Chatas Lashem, which we know that the Kapara is on a Chet She'ini Yedua, and it's Mashma anything. So Gilu Milsa Ba'amu. It's a Gilu Milsa. Aval Hachol Iklamema Kula Milsa Lo Garmina. Which means like this. The answer is very simple. I can just explain. By Rosh Chodesh, it starts off as a Kapara for everything that you don't have idea for. So it's a Chatas Lashem. It's everything. We're trying to be memayited, so it's a kavachaymer. Ma'adichim kippah as a kaparas v'ruba only does mikdash kadashav, so Rosh Chodesh also only does mikdash kadashav. But with Seir HaRagolim, we have no makar whatsoever that it does anything. So we're starting from the bottom up. All it says, it just says, it doesn't say any clear kapara what the kapara is for. So now we want to know if it goes for karas so high. No, we say you have no right to learn after Yom Kippur. We have no right to go all ahead and learn so much all your Yom Kippur. That we have no right to do. That the lashon of the sa'ir by a regular carbon that's on a regular thing. It says sir chatas echel lechapar lechem. Doesn't say anything chatas Hashem. Doesn't say sir chatas lechapar. Just a kapara. It could be a low level kapara. It could be a low level kapara. So there, we don't know what it is. We can't learn from Kippur because the Kippur is bigger. So it's still shver. How do we know? Se'ira regolim is ve'eimba ve'eimba. So the Gemara, the Korma, Chama Achnina, sa'ir vis sa'ir. If you look at most of the parishes of Yom Tov, it says a vis sa'ir. The lashon is, it says vi sa'ir. That's the lashon of the pasuk, the extra vav, that says vis sa'ir, that don't say, sa'ir's for shvuas, And one other one, I think the other one is a kipper, it doesn't say visar, but other times it's visar, and vav is a vav hamaisiv, vav achibur. So therefore, we learn out that it's mechubur to the parasha of Rosh Chodesh. And the parasha of Masafim starts off with Tamid and Shabbos, then it goes to Rosh Chodesh, which is Musaf, and then it says on Pesach, and by Pesach it says, Usi'ir chatas echad, Usi'ir, with a vav. And Yom HaBikurim, which Yeshua does not say that. And then you have the parasha of Rosh Hashanah, says, Usi'ir izim echachatos. Then you have Yom Kippur, says, Si'ir izim echachatos. But on Sukkot, again, it says, Usi'ir izim echachatos. It says, Losh ekshavav. It's Moisiv, regalim, tax Rosh Chodesh. Usi'ir vasi'ir. How can I have a sar vasar? Just Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Ve'im b'yidia of Mikdash Kedoshav af Sir Golem mechaper melal she'im b'yidia le'vitchilo v'soif. Ve'im b'yidia le'vitchilo v'soif. That's what comes out. So that's how we know Rosh Chodesh. We know ve'im b'av from Lashem. How do we know Regolim ve'im b'av? We learn out from Usayir Usir. The extra vav attaches you to the parasha of Rosh Chodesh.